This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Pakistan, army troops exchanged heavy fire with Taliban militants today, one day after the military pressed into the extremist stronghold of South Waziristan. The offensive is regarded as the most critical and difficult yet for the Pakistani army, which has lost at least 5 soldiers and had 11 more injured in the last 24 hours. In a statement, the army claimed to have killed 60 militants. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The operation, codenamed Rahinijat, or Path of Deliverance, advanced on a wedge of territory considered to be a Taliban sanctuary. It's the base of the Massoud tribe, from whom the Taliban draws much support. Hakimullah Massoud now leads an estimated 10,000-strong force that includes foreign extremists and elements of Al-Qaeda. In the past 24 hours, the army says security forces have captured strategic heights as they pressed in on the Massoud area from 3 different directions. The military said troops also destroyed a half a dozen anti-aircraft positions and captured a cache of mines and IEDs. There are reports that the Pakistani troops have encountered fierce resistance in day 2 of this operation. Ihsan Massoud, an eyewitness close to the battle zone, told news agencies that the army appeared to be mostly relying on airstrikes and artillery against the militants occupying high ground. Another resident said security forces had managed to partially occupy the town of Nawaz Court, near the Massoud stronghold, which the army is attempting to encircle. South Waziristan, which lies along the Afghan border, is described as one of the toughest terrains on which to fight an enemy. Pockets of this fiercely guarded tribal area had already emptied out in anticipation of the army's offensive. The law secretary of the tribal region said in the worst case, as many as a quarter of the 500,000 people living there could become internally displaced by the fighting. Some 96,000 people have already registered with authorities, the vast majority of those seeking shelter with family and friends. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.